Hello everyone, welcome back to Voice of Unwavering Confidence. My name is Omolola Ikeida. I hope you guys have had an amazing week so far. I'm sorry I've been MIA for the past week, but I'm back now and I'm excited to continue on the series of A Greater Measure. Today we're going to be talking about A Greater Measure of Faith, and we're going to be looking at that from the perspective of being a seed in the soil. Let us pray. Dear God, I thank you for your word. I thank you because it is living and it is sharper than every two-edged sword. God, I pray that you will cause your word, oh God, even to pierce through the hearts of as many as are listening. That, Lord God, it would take deep root in them, oh God, and it would spring forth fruit in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that as I speak, I will not speak of myself. That, God, you indeed speak through me, oh God. That, Lord, I will not speak of my own understanding alone, but, Lord, you indeed minister through me and to these ones that are listening in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 8 from verses 24 to 26. It says, "For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Amen. I like 25. It says, "But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." Now, I'm sure that is what the person who plants a seed feels when they've planted the seed and they're waiting for it to for the seed to germinate, for them to begin to see the plant grow, then for it to bear fruit. There's just this eagerness that the person who's planted that seed feels. But then the person doesn't know what it feels like to be in the soil. Now, when you're in the soil, try to picture yourself, imagine yourself in the soil, like you're buried, you can't see what's going on the outside, you're just in the soil. There's no light, it's all dark, and you can't tell when you're going to bring forth fruit. You can't tell when you're going to germinate, when you're going to get out. But then you have to still believe that you are going to. And just as much as the person who's planted the seed eagerly awaits for the seed to germinate, the seed, imagine yourself as the seed itself. There must be some form of, you know, eagerness that if you were the seed in this situation, will feel with regards to when and how you're going to come out on the other end, where you can see the light and everything makes sense. And, oh wow, I was going to bear this fruit and it's going to taste this juicy, you know? And so we are looking at a greater measure of faith from the perspective of being the seed in the soil today. And I want us to understand that as difficult as it is, when it seems like it is so dark and there is no way, or you don't even know how or when or where, or, you know, you don't have an idea of how you're going to come out on the other side, that is the most important time for you to have faith. That is the most important time for you to hold on. Like the passage says, it says, "For hope that is seen is not hope, because why would one still hope for what he sees?" So basically, why would you need faith when you can already see what's going on, like when you can already see everything? Like, why do you still need faith? Because we already know that we walk by faith and not by sight. So if you're walking based on what you see, you definitely are not in need of faith, you know? And so being in that season of darkness is indeed that time that we need to have that greater measure of faith, and that cannot come from ourselves. It can only come from God. I know that we've spoken about faith before, and every single time you hear about faith, in fact, our walk as Christians is a one of faith. The fact that you believe that you wake up tomorrow morning and see a new day is faith, because nobody has told you that you're going to see the new day. You just believe that you're going to wake up and see a new day. So that's a form of faith too. But then there's a different dimension to having faith when you can't see at all. Like when it seems like, okay, God has spoken to me concerning an issue, but it doesn't seem like anything is coming true. Like there's just a different requirement, a different amount of faith. Not in terms of, you know, measuring, oh, I need 1 gram of faith, 2 grams of faith. It's like just a different, I can't explain it to you guys, but there's a different level, a different depth to which you have to hold on and hang on. And that is why we need for God to help us, because it is in these times that people get weary the most. It is in this time that it's very easy for so many things that, you know, we've spoken by faith, that we've heard God say to us and we've, you know, keyed into by faith. It is in this period of being in the soil, being buried in the soil, that most things die off and they never germinate. That most things get eaten up by termites, by things, by worry, by doubt, before they can even spring forth. And so this is the time when we need a greater measure of faith from God to be able to fully enter that rest and be like, okay, God has given me the faith to trust that some way, somehow, this seed is going to germinate. This vision I have for my life, for my career, is going to come to fruition one day. And it's only God that can give us that faith. And so I want to encourage anybody who is in that season right now. I know what it is like. It seems like a journey that never comes to an end. And you would realize that sometimes you think that, oh, you know, I had faith about this issue in the past and, you know, God did it for me. So I'm going to apply that faith, you know, to the next season, to the next encounter that I have. Yes, it does help you, but then you realize that with each new experience, with each new encounter, with each new season in the soil, it takes a different level of faith for you to believe, for you to hang on to the word that God has spoken. And I pray and I know that God will help us. And so as we round up today, I want us to turn to 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. Well, before we go there, I want to just remind you guys of verse 26 of Romans chapter 8, which we read earlier, which says that likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness. For when we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, the Spirit himself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So this is just to encourage you that when you're in that season, and it's usually a time where you don't even know what to pray, when you're too weak, you can't even speak. But be rest assured that if you ask the Holy Spirit, He is readily available to make intercessions on your behalf. All you need to do is to believe that He will, and He will. So let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. It says that may the God of all grace, who called us into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the name of Jesus. And so, Father Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice listening to this word today, that God, You will indeed, as the God of all grace, that have called these ones into Your eternal glory by Your Son, Jesus Christ, after they have suffered a while in the soil, perfect, Lord, establish, strengthen, and settle them. And Father, Lord, we pray that to You be all the glory and all the honor and all the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening in on today's episode of Voice of a Living Confidence. I hope that you guys have been blessed. Feel free to email me at voiceofawaveringconfidence@gmail.com and follow the page on SoundCloud, share with your friends and family, and I hope that you do have an amazing weekend. God bless you. Bye.